Hello and thanks for joining us today. Right now, I am at the NACA office in Aurora, Colorado. NACA is the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. It's a national nonprofit community advocacy and housing services organization. And I am speaking with Ricardo Hernandez, and he is the local office manager here. Welcome today, Ricardo.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Well, I do have a few questions because I know that there is a workshop that's going to be happening on the 17th of February coming up, and I think it's going to be at the Aurora Public Library. Is that correct?
That is correct. The one by Alameda and Chambers, very close to Chambers, and it starts at 10 a.m. on February 17th.
It's the Aurora Central Library, 14949 East Alameda Parkway in Aurora. And you can reserve a seat to go to www.naca.com, or you can call toll-free 1-888-302-6222 or 1-888-302-NACA. Which is 6222. So, okay, Ricardo, so, you know, I've heard about it. I've seen some flyers, different things. Can you just tell me why would I want to go to this? What is, you know, you've got CHAFA out there. You've got the big lenders, you know, helping people with banks. What makes your program different from other programs?
The nice thing with NACA, we, like you mentioned, we are a nonprofit organization that started about 30 years ago. And based on all of the advocacy that we have been doing for over those 30 years, we are able to offer a loan through the different banks. The nice thing with the loans is that we have the best terms out there in the market, in the industry. So, for instance, we do not require a down payment. So that's a big deal. We don't look at credit scores. We do run the credit to look at like payment history and things like that, but we do not base the decision on the credit score. There are no closing costs. When you get a loan through NACA, there's no private mortgage insurance on the loan, so that saves a couple of $100 on a regular loan. We start offering from below market prime rate interest rates. So our interest rates are very low compared to the market. And there's also an option to buy down the interest rate. So we call it the best mortgage in America. There is nothing that compares out there as far as the loan that you can get through NACA.
Okay, so I'll just use me. So I'm Mindy. You know, I was going to say I'm Sally, but I'm Mindy, and I'm looking, and I've had a few mistakes on my credit. Maybe I've had a late payment here and there, different things like that, and I go to XYZ Bank, and they're just like, well, you've been late 3 times in the past 6 years, and so we're going to charge you this or do that. How is this different with NACA?
So because we are not basing the qualification on the credit score, we do another type of lending called character-based lending. So we do look at other things. We use compensating factors to qualify you. We believe that your credit score is not a true representation of who you are as a person. Someone, a very young 21, 22-year-old, could have an excellent credit score because they just started, they opened one card, they paid it on time, and their credit score goes up. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're ready for home ownership. On the other hand, you may have a 35-year-old, 40-year-old person that has made a couple of mistakes on their credit, but they have stable income. They have a family. They have been paying rent for many years. They are on time on their payments, and they are ready to buy a house, and they may have a low credit score. So what we do is we take you from wherever you are, and we guide you through the process. We explain everything that you need to do. Now, not everyone is ready to buy a house, and we understand that. This is not a program where you come in and we say, you qualify, yes or no. No, you're not ready yet, but this is if you do this, this, and this, then you will be ready. So we have people that it takes them a month to qualify. It takes them 3 months. Some other people takes them 6 months. Some people a year or even more. But we're there with you throughout the whole process. The difference between a regular lender and NACA is that because we don't look at the credit score, we use all of those other compensating factors. One thing, for instance, if you have been able to pay your rent on time for the last 12 months, we believe that that's a very good equivalent to making a mortgage payment. So that's one of the things, for instance, that we use as a basis for qualification.
And that's good, especially in the Denver market, because it's, as you know, it's crazy. You know, you're dealing with people trying to buy homes right now and everything else. And I think, you know, 6, 7, 10 years ago, I could go and buy a house and maybe pay $100,000 or even $80,000 or $70,000. Now, you know, it's just astronomical. And I think that's the thing is that, you know, some people, they, like you said, they pay their rent on time. I'm really good with paying my rent every month. I've never been late. But, you know, I've had maybe a blip or two on, you know, if I paid, you know, my credit card late or my, you know, I paid on my Nissan, you know, maybe 2 months late or something. But overall, I'm good in my character. So I do like the aspect or the concept of, you know, character-based lending. And so in certain situations, though, you know, what do you think would stop somebody from just even qualifying? Or is there, once I'm a member, because this is a member-based program, right?
That is correct. We are a membership. The membership is, there is a small fee of $25 per year, per household. So it is very, very small amount for the services that we offer. We are not just a loan company. We are counseling agency. So we do get you through the process. We do the hand-holding with you to get you to where you need to be. The main thing to consider with NACA, not everyone is ready to buy a house. The only reason that you wouldn't qualify to buy a house, obviously the income needs to be there. If you're trying to buy a house and you make $1,000 a month in Colorado, in the Denver market right now, that's not a realistic situation. I mean, I could qualify you for a $300 payment, but you wouldn't find anything at that price range. So obviously the income needs to be there, but we have ways, for instance, we can use fixed income. So if you receive Social Security, disability, we can use that income. You can qualify with somebody else if they're going to live with you. This is an owner-occupied program. So one of the requirements is that you're going to live in the house that you buy through NACA. So this is not for investors. So that's one of the things that will disqualify you from buying through NACA. If you currently own a house and you want to buy a second house, this program is not for you. If you want to buy a house and you currently own a house, you can start the process, you can sell the current house, and then you could qualify with NACA. But that's the pretty much the only ways that you could get disqualified from the process. Being a membership program and being a very different process, you need to have the patience and be willing to participate. We require participation, basically spreading the word about NACA. And also, you need to be able to follow the process, which is, it could be very intense. We ask for a lot more things than a regular lender because we have to compensate for the fact that we're not looking at the credit score. But other than that, everyone is welcome to come in through the process.
And I know you said participate. So is it what, handing out flyers? Is it going to workshops? Is it telling my neighbor about NACA? How would I, you know, participate in different things like that?
There are many ways of participating. The main thing is spreading the word about NACA. So however you can feel comfortable, just telling your friends, family, neighbors. When you have something very good happen to you, you want to tell everybody about it. And that's what happens with NACA. When somebody closes on a loan with NACA, they start recommending everybody, because most people end up getting a very low interest rate on their loan. They want to tell everybody about it.
Okay, so I'm, you know, out in the market and I'm looking around, and okay, I look and I'm like, oh, I found a place in Lakewood, but it's a foreclosure. Can I, through this program, could I possibly get a foreclosed home?
Yes, you can. In the current market, it is very, very few properties available that are going into foreclosure. And there is a big competition on investors. So there's a lot of investors going out there with cash, and they make offers on the foreclosure properties. And unfortunately, fortunately for them, but unfortunately for the market in general, the investors are winning those properties. If you happen to find one and they haven't, you don't have the big competition of the investors, yeah, you absolutely can go and buy a foreclosure.
Okay, so I could get a foreclosure. What about other things? Maybe do I want to, you know, maybe get a mobile home? Could I get a duplex? Is there any kind of restriction or limitation on the type of home that I can buy?
You can buy, there's four main different types of properties. So a single family home, you can buy a townhome or condo. Keep in mind that the townhomes or condos have an HOA, a homeowners association fee. And the homeowners association fee, they are not regulated, so they charge whatever they want. Unfortunately, in Denver, the HOAs are extremely high, so that hinders your qualification amount. If you have to, I mean, that's an option because they're obviously cheaper than a regular house. But you can buy a townhome condo. You can buy a single family home. You can buy a multi-unit house, one through four units, no more than four units. And the condition is that you live in one of them, and then you can rent the rest of them. You can also buy a new construction. That's only if it's being developed by somebody. You cannot buy, if you currently own land, we don't do construction loans. But if you're buying a house that is being developed by somebody else, you can buy those as well.
So, okay, Ricardo, I am trying to figure out what would the process be to go through buying a home through NACA?
The first step in the purchasing process is to assist to one of the workshops that we do twice a month. We do them in different locations in the Denver metro area. Eventually, we're trying to expand to other areas in the state. So, for instance, in my office, we're licensed to buy anywhere to sell anywhere in Colorado. So if you live anywhere else besides the Denver metro area, you can still go through the process. We do the workshops twice a month, different locations. You can find the information for the next workshops on the website at NACA.com, and that's NACA.com. And that's the first step. The workshop is, we tell you who we are, what we offer, and how you can get ready to buy through NACA. The workshops are typically 3.5-4 hours long. They're very intense because we tell you a little bit about the history about NACA, all of the advocacy that we do, and we give you details on the loan that we offer, and then we give you details as to how to get ready to buy through NACA. Once you go to one of the workshops, then we do an intake session at the local office. We're located in Aurora on by Sable and 2nd Avenue. You can find the address on the website at NACA.com. At the intake, we determine how much you can qualify for and by when you can qualify. There's about 6 or 7 factors that determine when you can qualify. For instance, you're going to need a certain amount of money. We don't ask for a down payment, but you need a little bit of money to start the escrows, to pay for inspections, to have money for the earnest money. So we determine how much that is. Let's say it's $6,000. If you need to have those $6,000, how long will that take you to have it if you don't have it yet? So that will determine the time that it will take you to qualify. We look at many other things. It's like I mentioned, 6 or 7 factors that determine how soon you could buy. Most people qualify within 1 through 3 months. Some people, self-employed people, may need a little bit more time based on their income, how they're reporting their income on their taxes.
Okay, and so I'm single, but let's just say I'm married, or let's just say, you know, me and my boyfriend want to buy a place together. Is there a difference between me being a single woman, or let's just say I'm dating Johnny and then he and I decide to get a house through NACA, but then we break up or we have a situation like that, or I'm married? How do you look at the income and different things like that?
So we look at the household. Now, we don't do the qualification based on an individual. We look at the whole household. When we do the intake session, if you're in the example that you gave me, if you were wanting to apply with somebody else, if you're on a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, one of the questions I ask, for instance, in the intake is, are you on a long-term relationship? We're trying to buy a house for, get a loan for 30 years. So if you're not sure about the relationship, these are things that you need to consider when you're trying to do the qualification. Now, if it's a very solid relationship, we can qualify you even if you're not married, because obviously the plan is to eventually end up together. So we take all of those things into account. The main thing is we can use your income, we can use combined income, for two or three people in the household. Obviously, we look at many factors, make sure that you are planning on living together because it is an owner-occupied program. So you cannot just get a co-signer and then get qualified, for instance, use an uncle or something. You need to qualify with somebody that is going to live with you.
Let's just say, okay, Johnny and I commit, we're fine, everything else, but then I change my mind and I want to out. I just want to get out of this loan, the situation. Is this, can I just up and just refinance with somebody else and get my name off the loan and I'm sticking Johnny with this, or what do I do?
So we do not offer refinance within NACA, but if you were to wanted to get out, there is no prepayment penalty. If for any reason you need to separate the loan, you can just refinance out of NACA and then you can get out of the loan that way.
Okay, and then, okay, so I've been in my house. Let's say I get my loan through NACA. I'm situated. The bank has signed off, everything else. I'm 2 years into the loan, and then I lose my job. Something happens. I lose my job. I can't afford it, and I might lose my home. Is there any kind of help with that? Is there any, you know, so that I don't go into foreclosure or anything?
That is one of the best things that we offer. We have our own department that handles anything as far as, we call it home save. Anyone that is struggling to keep their house, we have a program besides the purchase program where you can buy the house. This is for someone that has already a loan, either through NACA or outside of NACA. And if they're struggling, we have a department that can help you with that. When the crisis of 2008, we were able to help thousands of people to stay in their homes. They either refinance or modify the loans, or they help with one or two payments. I mean, there's many things that they can do. This is not just if you want to refinance. This is for someone that is truly struggling to stay in their house. And like we mentioned at the beginning, NACA is nationwide. We have over 40 states. We have over 47 offices in over 40 states. So if you know of anyone that is currently struggling to make their payments on their house, or they're about to lose their house, have them go through the NACA website, NACA.com, and get in contact with our Home Safe Department. That's one of the best things that we offer besides the amazing loan that we offer.
I have a question. I know you said the office is nationwide. So let's just say I live in South Dakota and I want to buy a home, but there is no NACA office in I'll just use Sioux Falls. I want to buy a house in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. There's no NACA office there. My closest one would be Minneapolis, Minnesota. Could I go through the process in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, get qualified, but buy the house in a state or in a city that does not have NACA?
The answer is no. If we have an office in that state, it doesn't matter where in the state, you can buy in the whole state. That means we have the license for the state. Mm-hmm. If we don't have an office there, that means we don't have a license anywhere in the state. South Dakota, by the way, does not have a NACA office. We don't have a license for South Dakota, in the example you gave. But for instance, we're in Denver, Colorado. Anyone from Colorado, I just had a member this morning from Grand Junction, which is about 4 hours away from here, and they're interested in going through the process. Last year, we had a member from that area purchase a house, and they closed on their house 4 hours away from the office. So as long as we have an office in that state, that means we're licensed for that state. Anyone, they can buy anywhere in that state.
You mentioned Grand Junction. So, okay, I come down to the Denver metro area. I attend a workshop. I'm interested. I get situated. Now I have to do an intake. Do I have to keep coming down from Grand Junction or, you know, just Loveland or wherever? Do I have to keep coming down to the office every single time? Or could I do something on the phone or Skype to meet with my intake counselor?
We do offer the option of doing the whole process over the phone. It is through a call center. I believe they're located in North Carolina. They manage every phone appointment. If you're in the city, like the metro area here in Denver, we recommend that you come in person to the office because it's a faster process. The phone interviews the phone process is a little bit longer because they are so busy. They handle the whole nation, so their appointments are not as available as we are in the local offices. But yes, in the case, for instance, for these people that live in Grand Junction, they don't have to be driving 4 hours each way to come into the appointments. We can do as much as we can through the phone, and they only have to come into the office about two or three times, basically to submit the bank application and then for the closing.
You touched on it a little bit earlier. You were talking about interest rate reduction, the interest rate buy down. How would that work? Because let's just say, I don't know what it is right now, maybe it's 3.5 or 4% today is the national interest rate or whatever you all are charging. But I want to get something, you know, a lower interest rate. How would I get down to maybe 2%, 1% even? How have you seen rates go right now, it's, as of today, it's 3.875 for a 30-year and it's 3.625 for a 15-year. So let's just say, you know, I want to pay 1%. How would I buy down?
You can buy based on the loan amount that you qualify for. If you buy down, do what is called a buy down, you're basically buying, prepaying for the interest rate. 1% of the loan amount buys you 1/4 of a point of interest rate. So for instance, if you want to go from 3.5 to 2.5, it will cost you 4% of the loan. The most recent two loans that we closed, this lady closed with a loan at 2.125%. And the previous member that closed, they closed with 0.125%. That's half of a quarter. So that's 1/8 of a point, which is unheard of. And especially with the Denver market, that's why it's the best loan in the nation.
I'm looking at your shirt. It says financial predators beware. So can you give me, I know we spoke a little bit about, you know, what NAC has to offer, but how did it come to be? Is it to get rid of predatory lending so that people aren't taken advantage of, or what is the predators, financial predators, who are they? Or, you know, in your opinion, what is this about?
So everything started since way back in the 80s. It started with a union for hotel workers. Mr. Marks, the CEO, found out that they were having a really hard time getting into a house. And he started trying to help, and they found out that there were a lot of laws and also a lot of lenders that were doing what now is known as predatory lending. They were being unscrupulous, and they were taking advantage of people that were in not an ideal situation. So everything started back then. We still do a lot of advocacy. We fight against predatory lending. We fight against what we think is like unjust, unfair, things like the banks do if they have ridiculous charges on things. We try to make it as fair as possible for everybody. Thanks to all of the fighting that we've been doing for over 30 years, that's why we're able to offer what we offer, because all of the advocacy, all of the fighting against banks, against laws, because of the support that we have from the members, we're able to offer what we offer.
Okay, so I'm hearing this. I want to attend a workshop. You're saying it's happening twice a month, but is there any type of fee associated with me going to the workshop? Do I have to pay anything to attend?
No, all of the services that we offer are free. I mean, we are a membership organization, so we only charge for the membership once per calendar year, and this is $25 per household, so it's symbolic, basically. There's no charge to attend any of the workshops. We do them all over the city. We're looking for new locations, so if you have a location where you can gather 50, 100, 200 people, please get in contact with us, and we can go and do a presentation for you. If you have access to a group of people that will benefit from what we offer, we'll be more than happy to organize a presentation at your location.
So, Ricardo, this office here in Aurora is the only location servicing the whole state of Colorado. So for our listeners who want to know more about NACA, different things, do you have a website address and a telephone number where they can reach out to you all?
Yes, the address is on the website, which is NACA.com. And you can find the address there. We're located in Aurora. The phone number for the local office is 303-694-5437.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for interviewing me. Thank you.